Educators in Illinois expect their students to be a little behind when in-person classes eventually resume. But advocates and parents of visually impaired students fear they'll be worse off than their sighted peers. As Illinois Newsroom's education reporter Lee Gaines reports, that's because many of those students received little Braille instruction even before the coronavirus pandemic began.
Carlton Cookwalker says she's heard from many families who are struggling to keep their children learning.
In many cases, students don't have the tools they need at home to do their schoolwork. Blind students need different equipment. A pencil and paper is not necessarily going to cut it.
Cookwalker is the president of the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children. She says blind students need things like a Braille typewriter, hard copy Braille worksheets, a computer with a refreshable Braille display, and screen reading software. Ethan Edwards has all of those things at home. He's a 17-year-old student at University High School on the Illinois State University campus in Normal. Edwards is almost completely blind. Here he is using the screen reading software on his phone.
I just got to have some bragging rights here. This is how fast I normally listen to it. So here we go.
Wow, and you can understand that?
Yep.
Edwards can understand 700 words per minute. He likes getting information from audio sources. But he says Braille is still a crucial tool for him. It's how he reads and how he does math. He started receiving daily Braille instruction when he was 3 years old. But Cookwalker says Edwards is an exception, not the norm.
A lot of Braille students are lucky to get an hour a day of Braille instruction. Many only get maybe half an hour a week.
If a student doesn't already know how to read Braille, learning remotely is especially difficult. That's the situation Amber McKegg and her son Darren are in. They live in Mercer County, a rural area on the Iowa-Illinois border. Darren is about to turn 10. He has a condition that means his vision is steadily deteriorating. And even though he's in the fourth grade, Darren can't read Braille. McKegg says that's because Darren hasn't received what he needs.
Students need 1 to 2 hours a day in Braille instruction in order to learn it, and not many of them are getting that.
McKegg says Darren typically receives only an hour per week of instruction from a traveling teacher for blind and visually impaired students. Darren's Braille teacher, Kristen Schumann, is employed by the state as what's called a vision itinerant. She serves visually impaired students in the northwestern part of the state.
There is an extreme shortage of vision itinerants. I've had this job for 3 years. The one I had before this, I had for 10 years. And when I left there, they did not find a replacement for me. And as far as I know, they still do not have a teacher.
Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, Schumann is not seeing her students. But she says even in the best of times, they're not getting the instruction they need.
I can make the difference between a tax-paying citizen and a burden to society. The more literate they are, the greater their chances are of becoming a tax-paying citizen.
Schumann says it pains her to think about students going without her services. But Carlton Cookwalker with the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children says she sees an opportunity for a reset, both for parents and schools.
This environment in which we live provides us a jolt, I think, that may help us feel empowered and desirous of moving forward in a new direction.
Cookwalker says her organization is helping parents get technological resources for their kids. And for families of students like Darren who aren't reading Braille yet, she hopes this is a time where they can put together an action plan so that when school does resume, they can advocate for what they need. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.